So one of the fun things about being a new head pastor and not growing up in the church is sometimes traditions come around, and I genuinely don't know why we do or what is behind it. And so coming into the candlelight service, I began to look and research and started talking to people. I know Abigail had mentioned to me that she thought it was, or she said it was, because children who were really poor back in the day would go by candlelight to different homes, and that was the day more people were generous, and they would knock on doors and get more because of the day. And so that's what she had mentioned, and I couldn't find that anywhere. So I looked everywhere, YouTube, Wikipedia, I don't know where else to look. I looked on everything online, and I really couldn't find anything as to what the meaning behind the candlelight service is. And so with that said, I really just started praying and thinking about what is it? It's a light. It's one light that spreads to many lights. And so here's what I've come up with. I'm going to read a couple verses to you. Here's what it seems to mean to me. As we celebrate this season, we are talking about the light that came into the world, Jesus Christ. We see in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 through 3, the original, the second covenant that happened, it says this, "And I will make you of you a great nation." This is God talking to Abraham. "And I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and him who dishonors you, and I will curse you." And here's the one that we really need to pay attention to. "And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." All the families. And I've said this a lot on Sunday morning, but I want to remind us, many of us in here, almost probably everyone in this room, outside of maybe a very few handful, are not Jewish people of the Jewish descent. Many of us are Gentile. So when he says, family is a blessing to all nations, that represents us in this room. From the very beginning of time, God promised that. Jesus says in John 8, verse 12, says, "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And then God flips it. Jesus says, "I am the light," and he flips it in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:14, verse 16. He says in verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." And so what does the candlelight ceremony represent? Again, if you didn't grow up in the church and your dad never told you or nobody in church told you, I didn't know. I genuinely went into this week not really thinking about it till now. It means to me that the light came into the world through a babe. And through this one baby, through God, it became a blessing to all people. And we represent that. And so as we come into this time of us celebrating and we hit lights and we look at candles and it starts with one, I'll come over here and show you how one, you know, we have Christmas lights, but you can picture if it was completely pitch black, one little light, no matter where you were sitting, if you were over here, if you were over here, if you were over here, you could see that one little light flicker. Well, God came as the central light. And so when I think of light, let me tell you what I think of. I think of hope. I think of hope. We are celebrating the season of hope. When hope entered the world, a sin-filled world, a dark-filled world, a world full of disease, death, and all sorts of atrocities that face the world, but a light, hope, entered this world through a baby. Because God, and we're going to talk about this Sunday morning, God indeed saw it fit that this is how the plan would happen. And so as we celebrate, as the light spreads, be reminded that from one light, God said, "You are the light." And as we go out into our communities, as we go out into our world, we are the light to the world. And as the end, as you see the many lights throughout, it's no longer not very bright. The whole room is bright. That's the representation of the gospel. That's the representation that all began with one child that God prophesied throughout the scriptures that it would come. So with that said, as we sing Silent Night, be mindful of what this season. Of course, we're going to have a good time of celebrating gifts and with family, but this season is all about the hope that entered into this world.